This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And on the first Friday of each month, we take on a topic related to the environment in Michigan, and we do so with Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and serves as co-host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. It is good to be with you for the October edition, Lisa.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dave. And our guest today is Liesl Clark, the director of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy.
And welcome to the show, Director Clark.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Director. The timing couldn't be better with some truly major announcements by Governor Whitmer around climate change last week and water infrastructure just yesterday. Let's start with climate change and the Michigan Healthy Climate Plan that sets a goal for Michigan to be carbon neutral economy-wide by 2050. Tell us, what does this plan do in terms of where Michigan will stand among other states in tackling climate change and transitioning to a clean, renewable energy economy?
Well, it is pretty exciting, Lisa. There's been just a lot going on the last few weeks, and it was a wonderful culmination to get to the announcement of the climate goal last week. So the climate goal puts us in kind of the frontier of states. So there are only a few others that have made a commitment like this. And the governor, her vision for this really steps us forward. The climate initiative will put together a Michigan climate solutions plan that'll be informed by a council on climate solutions. And that's really where we'll have conversations about the steps that are necessary to achieve this ambitious goal. But in the meantime, there's a variety of things that are happening within state government because we think it's really critical that state government lead by example. And so there's a variety of things that are happening within the state programs, from large-scale solar purchases to working on EV fleet adoption, to frankly, one of the least sexy things, as people like to say, but most important, which is making sure that we're doing everything we can around energy efficiency. So a lot of pieces to this goal, and I think a lot that will help us ensure that it is a just transition as well.
We also saw in the announcement that a new Council on Climate Solutions is going to be created within EAGLE that will be tasked with creating the plan to make all of that happen. Who is going to be on the council, and how will they go about the work of making sure the state can achieve what you characterized as a most ambitious goal?
Yeah, that's a great question. So just to be clear, too, there's a lot of work that has already happened from a state government perspective, and so we really see this as standing on the foundation of the Michigan Climate Action Council and previous efforts that have been happened. So the Council on Climate Solutions will inform the climate plan, and the climate plan will be built by the team at EAGLE led by Dr. Brandy Brown, who is the head of our Office of Climate and Energy. And the council, we're soliciting names. So those that is open. There is a link that's available on our website, but you can certainly just go to the governor's website. There will be 14 individuals that are going to be part of that, and then some of the department directors as well, because it needs to be informed by state government. We're asking for names by November 1st and hope to have that selection process happening at the end of the year so that we're ready to launch with a formal council meeting in 2021. But I don't want anyone to think that that means the work is not happening until that council comes together. The Office of Climate and Energy was created as one of the, I think it was the governor's second executive order. And so that work has been, frankly, ongoing since this administration started.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm David Fair alongside my co-host Lisa Wozniak. She, of course, is director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And our guest today is Liesl Clark, who serves as director of EAGLE.
We are seeing the impacts of climate change right now. We've had record high lake levels causing massive flooding and significant property damage. We've seen extreme weather events, the Edenville Dam collapse and algae blooms. And in our major urban centers, we've definitely seen significant flooding issues. How will the plan address these challenges?
Yeah, so that's just a fantastic characterization of the challenges that we're in right now. And what we're seeing with these severe weather events on top of our high water levels are just devastating outcomes. So we know that we have to address this now, and we know that we have to address it through not only policy measures, but also steps that need to be taken by business and industry in order to make a change. And so in Michigan, we also know that all climate is local. And so one of the things that we're starting along with this Climate Action Council is a group called Catalyst Communities that will be led through EAGLE. And that is to continue the great work that's already happening in some of our communities, you know, from large cities to small villages, like the tiny little hamlet of Northport that I always like to bring up, because, you know, people think that, you know, climate is only other people's issues, and it's really not. It's everybody's issue, and everybody can make a difference, and everybody has to carry part of this in order for us to really make a difference because of all the challenges that we're seeing. And I want to mention, too, one of the things that we hear a lot is, oh, well, this will cost a ton. No, I mean, the utilities are already making movements in this direction because of the dramatic drop in cost for solar and wind from a renewable perspective, and it'll take many resources. We're going to have to plug a lot of different things together. Energy efficiency is going to be a component of it. We all know that's the cheapest resource. And in fact, the UN Sustainable Development Network did some modeling on deep decarbonization in the Midwest, and they showed that a target like this can cost less than one half of 1% of GDP. So it really is something that not only do we have to do it, but it's something we absolutely can do as well.
And I want to follow further down that path, Director Clark. Fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, it's not as expensive as some people might anticipate. However, there's planning, there's preparation, there is a movement that has to happen towards better climate adaptation. And right now, the state coffers are being put to the test in a big way, the federal government at record levels of debt. At some point, to meet the goals and aspirations, won't lawmakers in Lansing have to come to voters for additional tax support in order to meet a 2050 goal?
I don't know that I can say yes to that at this point. I would say that, you know, what we're trying to do and what the governor wanted to do was set the goal. And then we all know there's going to be a variety of policy levers that continue us on the path to get there. And again, this is not a starting point. The changes to the energy law in 2016 put IRPs in place, integrated resource plans, and not to get too far in the weeds, but there are a lot of things that are already underway. So what the governor wanted to do was really aim us towards a target. And then what we're going to need to do is we're going to work through the Council on Climate Solutions and a lot of stakeholders, a lot of conversations with people across the state of Michigan, because we're going to have to partner with the legislature to come up with additional policy levers that are not just within the administration's power. You know, again, I like to quote Dr. Mona Hanna-Tisha, who says there's a little bit of the answer in all of us, and this is going to take all of us.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm with Lisa Wozniak, my co-host from the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and we're talking with Liesl Clark, the Executive Director of EAGLE.
Speaking of both investment and spending, and also Dr. Mona Hanna-Tisha, just yesterday, Governor Whitmer announced major investments in our water infrastructure to ensure all Michiganders have safe, clean, and very importantly, affordable drinking water. This plan is really expansive. It calls for increases in funding for things like toxic PFAS remediation and lead service line replacement. So I'd like to take this question down to the community level and ask, what will the impacted communities like Flint, Detroit, Battle Creek, Oscoda, Rockford experience as a result of these investments?
Yeah, no, wonderful question, Lisa. So it is a $500 million investment, and I know it feels like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but when we look at the decades of disinvestment in our water infrastructure, it really does only feel like a drop in the bucket. And one of the important pieces of this was to make sure that it addressed a lot of our problems, because we have improvement areas in a lot of parts of the state, which means that you know, the money ends up being not as much as you want to throw at any one particular problem, right? So what we tried to do was craft buckets so that communities could take advantage of multiple layers of dollars. So, for example, using planning work that a lot of communities had already done around asset management plans to deal with their lead service line replacements, we could continue to build on the foundation of work that had already happened to get dollars to communities where they really need it. And, you know, we certainly know that we have issues around PFAS, where we want to be getting communities onto municipal water systems. We want to make sure that, you know, there are situations where we want to have additional GAC filters and cleaning available to those water systems. And so these dollars will help alleviate some of those concerns, not all of them. And, you know, we do have a bucket that's just for working through the challenges of affordable dollars, affordable water systems as well. You know, I think it's interesting to compare with climate and water back to back to think about our system. So our energy system and our regulation of the way we receive energy has much more structure around it than our water infrastructure does. And so that in and of itself, you know, it's not good, it's not bad. It just means that there's a lot less that we see from a state-level perspective around our water infrastructure. So, you know, when we get to this conversation about rates and things like that, we have a lot of clarity because it's a regulated environment on the electricity side, and we just don't have the same level of clarity on the water infrastructure side. So what we did try to do was put together different funding sources that could help different situations and different communities, meet them where they're at, and help move them forward.
Well, unfortunately, our time has run together because we could talk about this for a very long time. I'd like to thank you so much for your time and sharing the information, Director Clark.
I'm glad to do it. Thanks for the invitation.
That is Liesl Clark, Director of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. And, Liesl, I look forward to having you back in November.
I look forward to it, David, and that will be the first Friday following the election. We'll have lots to talk about.
Indeed, we will. Liesl Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and co-host for WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.